hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Morning. This is Becky, and I just want to welcome everyone to Soul Sister Sunday and our first official show of A Heart for Worship. I thank everyone that's been able to log on, and I just want to thank Soul Sister Radio and Maria and Magdalena for allowing this show to come to fruition. I thank God for that. I just for those of you who've been listening, there's a great church reboot show that follows our show, and I just really have a heart to bring some worship to God's body of believers wherever they're at, whether they're in the car, whether they're sitting in their bedroom staring out the window, whether they're sitting in front of their computer having a cup of coffee, wherever the place may be. It's important that we take some time to just sit and focus and soak in God's presence and remember how much He loves us and let Him lavish His love on us. And I know that so many times we can go to church and we can listen to the worship bands and the pastor and everything that's going on there, and it's great and it's wonderful and it has intent. But a lot of times even the pastors and the worship leaders, they have a responsibility to lead the congregation into worship. And if our hearts aren't ready because we, drove to church and we had a fight with our husband, or, we were in a hurry getting our kids ready, we're not really prepared to step into the presence of God and listen to what He has for us and what He wants to impart to us, because that's what God wants to do. He wants to connect with us. And so, you know, focus, I want to focus on the hearts of the people and a little less on what the norm is. You know, a lot of times we can just sit and watch the worship, and it's more like a show than it is really stepping into the presence of the Father. So I just want to help through the Holy Spirit and let worship become what it should be, not what a lot of us probably have made it, you know, moving away from wowing people and wowing the Lord with our hearts. And I think that's when you really will see the Holy Spirit move in your life and in others' lives and in the lives around us. So I just welcome you guys today. I'm really excited. I know we're all scattered, but we're all unified. We're one body. A lot of us have been beat down and beat up this week and had challenges that we've faced. But right now, it's just a time for us to really press in and really draw on that connection with the Creator, our Father. You know, that's what worship is. It's an honor and of the great Father in heaven that we have. And it's our gratitude toward Him. You know, that's what worship is all about. It's just letting Him love on us and we love on Him with our hearts of gratitude and just letting the Holy Spirit minister to us. And, you know, before we go into that time where we can just sit at His feet and just listen and prepare our hearts for whatever it is He wants to speak to us, as I read the Word this week, there was just some scriptures that really just spoke to my heart, and I wanted to share them with you, and I hope that as the weeks go by on this show, that's what will come of the show, is that we'll have a greater understanding of what it is to worship and what it is to have a heart for worship and what it is to just sit with our Father and just communicate and connect. You know, He loves us so much, and sometimes I think as a body of believers, as we walk through this life, we lose sight of that, and because we get worn down. And the first scripture that comes to mind is John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believeth in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. That's how much God loved us. He sent His Son. And I read, as I'm reading, and I read in the book of John, in 1 John 3:16 says, this is how we know what love is, that Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. And it doesn't matter what we do in life, it doesn't matter how bad we mess up, God still loves us. He still wants us to come to His feet. He still wants us to just sit in fellowship with Him, and He wants to pour His love out on us. And it's an amazing, powerful thing that we need to not be ashamed to come, that we need to not feel so broken and battered that He doesn't understand, because God is love. And I think if we can really understand what love is, when He created it, because He is love, then we will run to His feet. We won't just walk. We won't just maybe think it's okay to come to His feet. We'll run. We'll want to sit, and we'll just want to get filled up with His presence. You know, in the book of John, the first book of John, chapter 4, it says, this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. Not that we loved God, but that He first loved us, and that He sent His Son to sacrifice for our sins. So I just really want us to just ponder that today as we listen to the songs that the Lord wants us to hear today, and they are His songs, because I could pick many songs, and I did pick many songs, but when I finally sat and said, Lord, what do You want? What do You want your listeners to hear? What do You want them to know? And he specifically said this right here, and He showed me these two songs. So as we go into worship and I start us out in prayer, I just want to read, I'm just I'm so empowered by what he showed me this week. It's an amazing thing. Isaiah 55 says, come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, you who have no money, come, buy, eat, and come buy wine and milk without the money and without the cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love, promised to David. See, I've made him a witness to the people and a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know, you will hasten to them because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. So, Lord, I just come to you right now with a humble heart, and I just ask that you open the hearts of the listeners, Lord, and that you prepare what it is that you have for them to receive, that their hearts are open to you, Lord, and that if they're worn down, if they're weary, that they would just come to the well and they would get filled up, Lord, that you are the living water and that you have so much to offer to them, Lord, and you don't want anything in return except for their heart and their love. And I just thank you for what you're about to impart to them, Lord, and I just pray that they're blessed today and that they are just filled with your love and that they can show you their love back. In Jesus' name.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, you just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well. And all who search the well thirst no more. And all who when you come to the well, it's all who thirst will thirst no more. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind. You come to the well. You're full of love beyond measure. Your joy is gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me. Cause you come to the well. Yeah. It's all who thirst. Come to the wind. God's only Son, perfect and spotless, oh. He never sinned, but suffered as if He did.
afraid and insecure, but God helped me overcome.
I was complacent, but God helped me overcome.
I was empty and wanting purpose, but God helped me overcome.
I was a follower, but God helped me overcome.
I was dependent on myself, but God helped me overcome.
I was trying to identify myself through the ways of the world, but God helped me overcome that.
I was self-centered, but God helped me overcome.
I was anxious and overwhelmed.
I was angry and confused.
I had a fear of failure.
I was lustful.
I was average and slow.
I had no one that I could trust.
I wasn't bold in my walk with Christ, but God helped me overcome.
But God helped me overcome.
I was insecure, but God helped me overcome.
But God helped me overcome.
But God helped me overcome.
I was fearful of God's call in my life, but He helped me overcome.
I was depressed.
I was a shy little girl who was afraid to talk about my faith in Christ.
I was consumed with pain.
I was afraid of rejection, but God helped me overcome.
Lord just wants you to know as you go about your day, the scripture says, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this is in his Son. And he who has the Son has life. So I hope that that encourages you. I hope that that lifts up your heart and your spirit, that you can go before God with everything that's in you and just say, here I am, Lord. Love on me so I can love on you. And I hope you guys are blessed today, and we will talk next week. And I just want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, especially Rebecca Lawler Limited, Spa Gyms. We can't do this radio show without them, and we're just blessed because of them. B&B Builders and Remodeling, we thank you. And I hope everyone has a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple.
This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sisters Sunday.
Team.
will.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple.
This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sister Sunday.
Hello and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday here on Soul Sister Radio. And we are really happy to be in beautiful Palm Springs, California here today on what is Palm Sunday. And I just want to welcome everybody, and I want to welcome everybody who is in the chat room. Thank you so much. We're going to give you the opportunity in a minute to go ahead and log off and re-log back on and open up yourself a free Blog Talk Radio account. And that is a way that you can go ahead and chat with everybody in the chat room. And also we want to welcome Coretta Dahl, who is on the New Jersey shore. And she has been doing Worship Fit, and they are with us. And we just want to welcome you guys to Soul Sister Radio. And we're just really excited that you can share this time with us here on Soul Sister Sunday. And we want to welcome Rebecca Lawler. She is in the Bahamas right now. We're waiting to see if she's going to be able to have the opportunity to give us a call. And we're going to be excited to get her in on the show because she's been missing it, and we really miss her here. It's a different vibe when she's not here, so we really, really want her back. And
we miss you.
Exactly. And again, I'm here with Magdalena Gomez. This is Maria Magdalena Ministries of 4 Beyond the Green International Ministries. And again, we are in the beautiful Palm Springs, California. So I just want to welcome everybody, and we're going to start today our show. We talked last week about falling in love with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and this week has been an interesting week for me. As you know, those people who've been paying attention to what we've been doing for the last 9 weeks, my jaw has gotten to a point where it's just going more and more shut on me. So something is trying to shut me up. But of course, this is the week that we're talking about falling in love again, which is an interesting topic for me since this it's April. April Fool's Day is an interesting day, but we're going to talk more about that in a minute. But this month, 7 years ago, this month was a rape that opened up the door to the child sexual abuse I didn't want to deal with, which was why I married a law enforcement officer that, you know, we had issues with, let's just say. So once a victim, always a victim until you stop. And I did, and look at what we're doing now. But one of the things that I've realized is women like me tend to get out of balance, and falling in love, again, makes me want to stop and go, I don't think so. So I'm going to have Magdalena before she opens us up in prayer. And the song we're going to be playing first is our foundational song. And it's actually one of our cheers. It's our second cheer. Because when you fall in love again, the bottom line is you really need to be real, okay? And we're going to explain what real is. But Magdalena is going to read our first scripture, which is Psalm 17, and let's go ahead and have you do that now.
Well, amen. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
Very good. The other scripture I want her to read right now is 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. And but before she does, I want to explain this to you again, and actually we have Rebecca. There she is. Hold on. Rebecca, you are calling from the Bahamas. Can you hear me, beautiful? Don't know if she can hear me. Okay, we'll see if we can get her in a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to read. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And then we're going to jump to verse 13. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love.
Again, one of the things when you've gone through some pretty difficult times, to love again is pretty difficult. And one of the things that I'm learning is life is really starting to work a lot better for me when I am just who God has created me to be, and that is to be real. And that is a respectful expression, affirming love. And that is what real is. And I'm going to have Magdalena open us up in prayer, and we're going to start our Bible study with our first song, and that is To Be Real. And if you, again, go ahead and log off and log back on and get your free Blog Talk account so you can look at what's going on in the chat room. So go ahead, Magdalena, open us up in prayer.
Yes, my sister. Dear Father in Heaven, I just want to thank you for another amazing, beautiful day to see your creation and to really admire its beauty, Father. I want to thank you for giving us a purpose in our lives. I pray for our hearts that we may be united, bound by your love, Father, which really I know compels us to greatness. And I pray, Father, that you just bless this humble ministry as we are just here to do your will, Father, and to really give to others the hope that you have given to us, Father. And I just pray that you bless us from the heavens above, Father. I pray that you bless the hearts that are listening and that they may be open to your word. And I'm going to say word up to that, Father. And we just pray that the hearts may be encouraged and that the message of love and salvation can be conveyed through us, Father. I thank you so much. And I thank you for our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler Limited. I thank you for Spa Gems. I thank you for B&B Builders, Father. And for all our future sponsors to be, Father. And I pray that you will bless them as well. I thank you so much for this morning. Your sons and I pray. Amen.
Okay, remember, this is Soul Sister Radio, and your soul is everything you think, everything you feel, and everything you want. That is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So if you can be real, then you have hope to fall in love again. So if you're a guest, thank you. Log off, log back on, and get a free account so we can chat with you in the chat room. To be real.
Katie, let your body flow. Hey, girl, come on.
Okay, again, it all has to be with being real with yourself, first of all. And again, I want to go back and really, I want you to read, actually, Psalm 6:17 again. And it's our foundational scripture for today. And really, falling in love with yourself, most of all, is really the hardest part. In order for you to be able to accept love in, you've really got to be able to do that. And I know a lot of people that have no idea what that means. So go ahead and read 6:17 again.
I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of Lord Most High.
Okay. Philippians 4:7. In order to fall in love again, you really need to be open to do that. And a lot of us seem to guard ourselves a little bit more than we really, really want to. And I have somebody over here, I've got to say, we have incredible guardians with us today. And it's interesting that it's all happening today, so I want to interject real quick. Dating and me has been an interesting thing, and one of our guardians here has really walked through that path with us, so it's no coincidence that we're in this environment here, and it's a safe environment. And truly, if you haven't read the book, God on a Harley, Joe shows up in some pretty spectacular ways. So we're really blessed today to be here. And again, there's no coincidences in life. I don't believe it. So to be open to do this is a really interesting thing. So I want you to read Philippians 4:7 because this is a really important scripture, especially when you're getting ready to fall in love again with yourself most of all, because boundaries are really important. But I want you to go ahead and read that, Magdalena.
Yes. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts, your minds in Christ Jesus.
So I know that I'm going in the right direction when I have peace in my heart. So I can really start to put that guard down when I know that I'm in a peaceful place. But guarding your heart, especially when you're going out there to love again, some of us, we have these walls that are up that are huge. And you've got to be able to let that guard down. And our next song, I know that a lot of you have heard this song before, and it's funny because, again, there's no coincidences in life. And this particular song is a song that we sing to God. And sometimes, it's called Sister Golden Hair, okay? And it's funny because there was a fortune teller once that walked by me at an event, and she just looked at me and she stared me down. She goes, "The blonde is not your friend." And I thought that was really super weird. But this song is called Sister Golden Hair. And again, sometimes we try to make things something that they're not, especially when new experiences come into our life, like love. Especially if you're a codependent, love addicted, control freak in recovery like me, the first man that pays attention to you is like, "Oh my gosh, okay." And then we fall in love with that first person. And we try to make it something that it's not. And then we try to change that person and make them into something that we want them to be instead of who they are and which that is real. So then we go into some kind of state of depression when that happens. And that isn't real cool either. I want you to read Matthew 7:7 is where I'm going to go with this, because one of the things that we have to do is that we have to seek these things. And in order to love again, you have to be open. So you have to look for it, which causes me to hyperventilate. To be able to be open up enough to look for love is difficult. So you have to seek. And trust me, if you start looking, God will open up that door and you'll find it. And then you have to get out of the clothes that you were in, and we're going to talk about that scripture. And I hope I wrote it down.
I hope you did.
No, I did. So, but the first one that I want you to read is Matthew 7:7. And I see that Rebecca is calling in from the Bahamas, so we're going to go ahead and let her in right after you.
Amen. Well, it says, "Ask, seek, and knock." Maria, someone's knocking at the door, right? Anyway, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open.
And I know Rebecca is knocking, so let's let her in. Rebecca, is that you, my beautiful friend?
Yes. Hi. Happy Palm Sunday.
Yes. First, we're talking about falling in love again, and again, it's important to talk about Palm Sunday, and we want to welcome you into the show, and thank you so much
thank
for calling
you.
Us from Palmas. And again, let's talk about that real quick before we get going, and I'm not avoiding the topic. It's just we need to invite Rebecca into this. So Palm Sunday, tell us about your experience in the Bahamas.
I'm having an amazing time. It is absolutely beautiful down here, and we're on this gorgeous island called Harbor Island, which is right off North Eleuthera. And I just went to this morning at a great Bohemian church down here, and boy, are they on fire for the Lord down here! Every other word was just.
We lose her.
Yeah,
you there? Go ahead.
Dad.
Nope. Okay, let me go ahead and try it a different way. There?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Nope, we keep rocking. So I'm going to go ahead and keep moving forward, babe. Okay? So, getting back to what we were talking, and then, no, I'm not avoiding the subject. As I look at Magdalena looking at me going, someone's knocking on the door. Okay. But here's the thing. We sometimes we carry this baggage, and along with that baggage is old clothes. And what we have to do is get rid of those old things that we have and get undressed, and we've got to clean the cup that has all the crap in it that we've talked about in other shows. And really put on a new coat of armor to go out there. But that also is, I think, the reason why when we want to go and start dating again, which is a four-letter word to me. But if you want to start dating again, you do your hair and you buy new clothes and you get all done up. But that's really important. So the scripture that I want you to open up and read is 2 Corinthians 5, 1 through 6.
Our heavenly dwelling. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling. Because we are clothed, we will not be found naked. Amen. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with the heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose, and has given us the Spirit as deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord.
Now, when you're getting ready to start walking down this path, okay, you don't have to jump into marriage right away. And a lot of the women that I have spent time with who have been hurt, we seem to do that. We go from one relationship to the other relationship. So starting to date again, ladies, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to jump right into going to the altar. This means trying to find friendships that are around you, friendships from men or men, friendships from ladies that are really solid friends that you have established that in your life first. Because truly, that is what God has called us to be. And, you know, it's really hard, but again, you're going to look at different people and these friends that you have known, you're going to be able to see them in their eyes. And that's what I think when you seek and you shall find, you get to a certain point when you can recognize what is good and what is not. And again, if you've done everything that you're supposed to be doing and go back and listen to our archives and pick up some of the lessons that we've been teaching these past 9 weeks, and really, when you're seeking, you'll be able to see. One of the other things is communicating. Some of us, when we start to date again, we tend to, one of the things that I have a problem with, and we were speaking about this last night, is I know how to deal with men who do things really bad to me. I can deal with that. It's normal for me. So I can handle it. It's when those men that come and do something good and nice for me, it's not my normal, so I don't know how to respond to it. So, again, making sure that you keep that communication up and that you're real about it. And it's something that you just need to stay focused on as far as being able to not shut down, because a lot of us women are shut down after being hurt over and over again because of our choices, a lot of us. And so dating has been on my mind. Not that it's not been on my mind, but I have to stop and I have to ask. And just like me asking a man into my life, starting to date again, if you've ever gone away from God and gone to a different location as far as backsliding in the Christianese language, this, again, this song is really good because sometimes we just need to have someone meet us halfway, meet us in the middle. And just to show us enough, show us that they care, because that's our problem. We really don't know how. We have to redefine the definition of caring. So I want you to sit back and listen to this song. And, again, I want you to hear it as if we're singing it to God, or you're singing it to maybe somebody that you might like in your future. So go ahead, sit back, and check it out.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on more?
Right. Again, one of the things that when you're starting to date again, there's a lot of people out there that fake it, and you get to a point where you can't fake it anymore. You've got to be with real, authentic people. And again, you've surrounded yourself with healthy people because now you're making healthy choices because you have the right tools in your toolbox. So now you're able to go ahead and recognize those who have also traveled a path. So when you're going out and starting to date again, really, to be real is super important. So don't fake it. And again, don't mind talking. Don't mind saying the things that you need to say. Open up your mouth. Be real. One of the things that I want Magdalena to share right now is something that she's walking through. The hardest thing when you're coming through the other side of misuse, which is abuse, okay, is being able to open up your mouth and talk, because silence is the perpetrator's biggest tool against the victim. So I want Magdalena to share a little bit about what she's been going through this week, what she's going through, and how we're getting through to the other side, but also how she's making a different choice now, and that is to open up her mouth, which, again, is the most difficult thing for a woman who has been silenced by victimization. So, Magdalena, please share.
Well, yes. The one thing I believe through all my trials in life is that God is really just teaching me how to open up my mouth. In my fear, I became quiet and silent because I didn't want my personal fear to scare others. And by that, I mean my family. I was always protecting the other person except for myself. And I fell victim to that in a sense where you just feel hopeless. You feel the shame within you that it's just even difficult for you to lift up your head. And you don't even understand why. But through all whatever things I've been through, I'm realizing that God just really wants me to open my mouth. And he put me where I'm in sales, so I'm really in front of so many people. And now God is saying, look, you're confident in front of people. Now I want you to speak up and really speak your truth. And God is teaching me this. Even with this radio show, I mean, normally, most people know I do have a shy nature to me, but when it comes about God and something that's my passion, I can't help but to open up my mouth, and really, God is, he's filling me up. I don't even know how to explain, but he is giving me the courage that I've never had before, and that's one thing I'm very grateful for, because normally, I've been that person that I've allowed people to walk all over me, because I just want to be a nice person. I don't know. It's difficult for me to be otherwise, and it shouldn't take me being provoked to be that another person that I'm not. And but now I'm just going to speak my truth, and I know it takes courage, and I'm just putting my faith in God that whatever I do is really for His glory. And if me speaking up about my truth is for His glory, then it shall be.
Yes, so let it be said. So let it be said. Amen. Okay. So again, being okay with being able to open up your mouth and communicating is one of the most difficult things to do, especially if you're a nice girl. And if you've noticed a pattern, it's a lot of us nice girls that have been hurt. So the other thing is being able to understand that we cannot make it alone. We're not supposed to be here on this earth alone. So being alone for the past 7 years has, Magdalena calls me a nickname. What is that nickname?
Mother Superior.
It's cute and all, but I don't think I was born to be a nun. So I think this is, it's finally being able to be vulnerable enough, and you just heard vulnerability at its rawest and its finest just right now, out of the mouth of a woman that's had a hard time being able to open up her mouth. So me, I can't shut up now. So that's just tough. So the one thing is being able to fall head over heels in love with somebody. And again, the greatest thing to be able to do that with is with God. And as we've been explaining, and again, if you haven't been listening to our past shows, go back, listen to the archives, because I really am blessed about the numbers of everybody that are going back and listening to the shows. And you really do get a good understanding of where we are, because we are on this train that's moving forward, which is really super cool. So we are falling head over feet in love with what it is that we're doing here on Soul Sister Sunday on Soul Sister Radio. What we're going to be doing in the future with the radio station, which we're launching our Soul Sister Wednesday, which is Heart for the Community, with Doreen, which we will be talking about more of that. And again, I'm falling head over heels in love with my dream, which is super cool. And today is April Fool's. And I was sharing with Magdalena this morning that, wow, it's an incredible day, because the enemy truly does come in to kill, steal, and destroy. And 18 years ago today, I had to give my child to my abuser. So, because he was the California Highway Patrolman and I was the manicurist. So it's amazing what you walk through and what you can come through on the other side. And today is so interesting because I lost my child 18 years ago. But today, look, we have Worship Fit going on in New Jersey with Coretta Dahl. And we have Becky up in Washington doing her A Heart for Worship this morning. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to it, it's the front of this archive. The first 30 minutes of today's archive is A Heart for Worship with Becky. So, wow, look at what is being birthed today of all days. So how could I not fall head over feet in love with what God has created? And we had to do a roundtable to really understand what four has evolved into, and it truly is my heart and my soul and everything I want and everything I feel and everything that you know, I think about, and which really is a bad thing as well, because we become out of balance. So falling in love again is the topic, and I'm not going to stray from it. So we're going to read Colossians 2:2.
Colossians
2. Yes, I want you to read that, because sometimes we need to be encouraged, okay? And when it comes to being head over feet in love, but I really believe that today of all days on Palm Sunday, Jesus had to be head over feet in love with all of us to walk through that moment in time, knowing what was going to happen, but loving us enough unconditionally. And that is head over feet in love. So sometimes we need encouragement. So Colossians 2:2.
My purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ.
Okay. When you get to that place, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice but to hear what God's telling you to do. You don't have a choice but to really, now I'm at a place where I don't want to have the choice that I'm a nun. Mother Superior is great and all. That's a cute nickname, but it truly, I need to make a different choice. So I'm listening, but you really need to be open to hearing it. And then you need to state what it is that you want. Okay, when you're thinking about who it is that you're going to be in love with, who are you modeling that person after? And a lot of people have a hard time understanding what it's like to be in love with Jesus. And again, if he's called to love the church, and we're supposed to love him, and he loves us like his bride, the church, we have to state exactly what it is that we want. I know that I want a Christ-like kind of guy. It's hard now to find anyone that walks on water, okay? So I really do feel sorry for a lot of the men that are coming into my life, because I need to come back into center because I'm so out of balance. So I need to state what it is that I want and know that time is what's going to walk me through this. There's another scripture that I want you to read, and it's Song of Songs. And again, I need to understand what love is again and what this type of love is, again, to truly fall head over feet in love. And so here I want you to read again.
I'm looking for that.
Looking for it. It is Song of Songs 4,
yes.
9 through 10.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It says, "You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. How delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume than any spice."
Hubba, hubba.
It's beautiful.
You do get to a point where, wow, this, and that was Bible. And explain that Bible chapter again, and again, that book. We introduced people to it last week, but again, I want you to explain how important love is and this type of love in your life. We all need it. So go ahead and explain what this book is again.
This is Solomon, and it's basically his love poetry for his beloved, his bride. And it really just does go to show that God does have a very romantic, even sensual side. I mean, and this book in the Bible is probably the most romantic and sensual in that aspect, but it's a beautiful love. It's a pure love. It's not a dirty love. And it's just, it really is a song. It's really one heart singing to another. And that's just God's beautiful poetry with us, too. He is sharing his heart.
One of the things that this is really super important that I want to make a point is that, ladies, when you're going out to date again, I've had such an amazing honor and blessing to be around such incredible men that treat women the way that we're supposed to be treated. And I'm around incredible women that command that type of respect because they respect themselves and they understand what chivalry is. And this book explains how God, and again, girls out there that are dating for the first time, how are men or boys supposed to, quote, unquote, date you or court you? We've lost that somewhere. What happened to, you know, men writing poetry to women and, you know, this type of a thing? We need to go back to that kind of basics and be real about those type of things, being able to be vulnerable, because that you do want to be able to fall head over feet in love and be that type of people to each other. You want your men to ask you how your day is. You want them to win you over. Some man reads me this book in the Bible, trust me, he's going to win me over because I'm a love addicted, codependent, control freak in recovery.
You're going to say, hubba, hubba, read to me some more.
Right. You know, but again, I would be alarmed if I fell in love with a person that treated me that way. So, girls, I want you to read this part of the Bible, read this book, and understand that this is what respectful, pure love is between two people. So that's really important. You got to say something.
Well, I'm just saying it's a complementary love. It's the man edifies her and she edifies him. It's how they describe each other, and it's just really devoting and really describing their love to each other. It's just like it's a happy love. They can't wait to be with each other, and they can't stand being apart. And that's how our relationship with God should be. It should be a relationship where we can't stand to be apart because we are so empty without that person and how empty we are without God. So it really, I mean, the best way to try to describe a relationship with God is falling in love, and that feeling when you fall in love with someone, and that should be how we should feel about God, is just being so in love with him for being so amazing and all the daily miracles that he does in our lives.
The great thing is when you do find that person that you want to fall in love with and they fall in love with you, it's something that you can't help. It's something that just happens.
Magical.
And it's magical. And again, if we're all desiring that those traits, again, the person that I know that I'm recognizing is that person that has Christ-like traits. Because that's who I am, and I truly believe you have to be equally yoked. So I want Magdalena to read 2 Corinthians 6:14, and that equally yoked thing used to drive me crazy when I first started on this walk, because I didn't really understand what that meant. And now I do. I know that I need somebody who's on a path that's way stronger than I am. I happen to be in love with Lord Jesus, you know, Christian. So, you know, that's what I do. That's the person I've chosen to follow. So the person in my life needs to be stronger on this path than I am. And or else this isn't going to work, because he won't understand what my life is about. So equally yoked is really important. And when you find that person that you're attracted to and you recognize it because you're healthy and they're healthy, this is really important. So 2 Corinthians 6:14.
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?
It's hard to walk through this, especially when you walk through a lot of darkness. But when you find a love like this, it's all-encompassing. It swallows you completely whole. And it's the one thing on my walk, I came from being a Catholic. And again, it was really difficult. And I went to the church that I was married in Dana Point this past weekend. And I walked in, and it's a beautiful church, and it's overlooking Dana Point. And sure enough, there's the crucifix there. And I grew up Catholic, and I love that it's the tradition. But I didn't really understand growing up how brave he was, because that wasn't the end of the story. What was the end of the story was that he rose again on the third day. So I didn't give him credit for his bravery until now. And so that was really important. And again, you need to be with somebody who's brave enough to take it for you, because I know I want to be with somebody who's brave enough that I'll take a bullet for, because that's the type of love that I give. It's an unconditional, pure love. You want to say something, or you're scrolling. We're going to read Mark 11:1-11. But the song, before we do, the song Head Over Feet, we're going to play for you right now. And again, I want you to listen to it as if we are singing it about the love of God. Jesus is singing it to us. Wow. And it's how he must have felt as he walked into Jerusalem, just head over feet, just knowing that no matter what, I'm going to walk through this because I love these people no matter what. And he did it all for me, for you. And, wow, kind of something that you hold your breath if you really understand the meaning behind it. So I want you to sit back and listen to the song, Head Over Feet, and know that it's okay to fall head over feet. Sometimes you don't have a choice.
I have no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. Door for me.
best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault.
What took me so long? Fear. And if you've heard any of the classes before, again, what is fear? Fear is only false evidence appearing real. And I need to get past that in order to be real. And so, wow, what's taken me so long? 7 years is a long time. Okay. So, all right. Okay.
Seven is a lucky number.
It is a lucky number.
And it's a biblical number.
It's
so.
A wonderful biblical number.
Yes.
So, again, what's taken me so long? Am I looking for a friend with benefits? Yes. Am I looking for a relationship again? Yes. Am I dating this for the first time? Yes. And it's all the air. So, yeah.
What does a friend with benefits mean to you?
We'll talk about that on another show. As my hands get all sweaty or whatever. Okay, so that's why it's a good thing to find somebody who's very patient, who is able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death with some of us women out there. And if you are a woman who hasn't dated because you're afraid or fear a trigger, then really stop and make sure that you do give the person that you're going to get into a relationship with the tools that they need to walk you through those triggers. And we will be talking about this on a future show. But there is a book out there for men who love women like me, and it's called What About Me? And it's a really important tool to have when you're walking through a woman who has dealt with child sexual abuse. So that is just something that I needed to throw in, because again, you have to thank somebody for being patient with you, and that's really super important. Just like God was super patient with us, and we're going to end with a scripture that I want Magdalena to read, and it's about Palm Sunday. And again, you get to a point, and I'm sure Jesus, as he was walking into Jerusalem that day, was extremely healthy feeling. And as I walk through this Palm Sunday, April Fool's Day, 18 years later, and where I am now, it's an interesting, you know, place to be. I'm very healthy today, and thank God for that, because it's taken me a long time to get to this place where I am craving goodness instead of wanting that which is normal. So redefining normal is a big thing, and learning what your real is a big thing. Wanting that, to me, is pretty rational, and I'm pretty happy about that. And again, being aware of everything and being real about it. So I'm going to have Magdalena read really what unconditional love is, because this person, 2012 years ago, and again, whether you believe he's the son of God or not. This man is what you sign a check on date, time, on his birth, and so, and his death. So this is a person that unconditionally walked through palms that day, knowing that he loved so unconditionally that a week later he was going to rise again. So I want Magdalena to read this, and again, this truly is what unconditional love is all about, especially knowing what he was going to endure.
Yes, the triumphal entry. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.' They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and drew their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.' Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything. But since it was already late, he went out to Bethphage with the 12." He went out with his homies, I said.
To be real. He went out to chill. And being real is what it's all about. I want you to read Daniel 9:4. And as we go ahead and close, and I'm going to have Magdalena close us in prayer after I have her read a couple of scriptures. And the first one is Daniel 9:4. And this is really, really important to keep the covenant of love. And one of the things is if you've walked away from love and you've shut that door, it's time to reevaluate and take a look at it. So Daniel 9:4.
"I pray to the Lord my God and confess, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with all who love him and obey his commands."
Commands that used to trigger me. It's really not commands. It's really more of just walking that peaceful path that there's no understanding of. And that truly just makes you naturally keep his commands just because that's the right thing to do. Scripture, Romans 8:28. Yes, 8:28 is one of my best scriptures.
"More than conquerors. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose."
Again, when you're looking for that person, when you're seeking them, you will find them if they reflect that which it is that you are looking for. And if your reflection is reflecting good, then you will be able to recognize that good in another person. So Romans 8:39, to be real, we're going to go ahead and play our second cheer song, and that is To Be Real. After this, go ahead.
"Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord."
Amen.
Amen.
So I guess there's nothing that's going to separate me from love and
hallelujah.
Start your engines, gentlemen. Here we go. So I'm going to have Magdalena close us out in prayer. And again, I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody in our chat room, Worship Fit. I want to thank Becky this morning. You did a great job. Beautiful.
Yay.
Rebecca Lawler Limited, thank you so much for blessing us. And Rebecca, be safe in your travels back to the United States, and God bless your daughter and all of her friends there on their break. And Jed, thank you, Jed, for being our producer this morning on Soul Sister Sunday for our A Heart for Worship. So
our
go ahead,
soul brother.
Our soul brother. So again, thank you so much, and thank you so much for going ahead and promoting us and telling all your friends about us. The response is overwhelming, and this is a great birthday for me. So we're redefining April Fool's Day. It's about time. So go ahead.
We are Fools for Christ.
Fools for Christ. Oh, they became our Facebook friends just right now. April Fool, Fools for Christ. So
amen.
Go ahead and close us out in prayer, and we will see you next week.
Yes. Dear Lord, we just want to pray, and we just want to pray that you open our hearts to your amazing love, that it's such a beautiful, powerful love that it really transcends peace of mind and heart. And I just pray that for our listeners, that they can really embrace what it means to fall in love with you, that it is a romantic relationship, that it should be a daily love that just keeps growing and growing. And I just thank you so much for your grace, Father. I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for your discipline. I thank you for your faith in us. I thank you for your loving arms. And I just want to thank you for never giving up upon us, Father, that you will reach out to us every day. And I pray that through this message that your word reaches out to those hearts and that people want to get to know you, Father, and that people want to fall in love with you. I thank you so much for this time, and in your son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Your love for real. And again, what is real? It is a respectful expression, affirming love. And this is all about Soul Sister Radio. And what you find, what you feel, and what you know is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So be grateful for it. And we will see you next week on Soul Sister Sunday.
Baby, let your body flow. Hey, girl, come on, body flow. Baby, yes, girl, let your body flow. Come on, people, let's sing this song.
What a
you live.